From years of anxiety to warrior and mentor, Bradley Robinson created the Anxiety Project to help you end your anxiety naturally. Let's mold the new you and let's end anxiety together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Anxiety Project podcast. Welcome to 284. We are diving into one of the most common anxiety habits one can do, which is reassurance seeking. Looking for the attention because the person is in the unknown of anxiety. There's too many pathways in front of them. They don't know where to go. They're questioning their past, their present, and their future. Something happened to them. Something happened. They're in a point of their life where they can no longer rely on what they already know. And that's the thing about recovery and what and the fundamental now for myself going through this for so many years and talking about this, but also embodying this spirit of growth, and that to actually buttress ourselves from the existential novelty that we have to contend with in our lives, you know, just being so self-aware that we're mortal, we could die, the children that we have could die, the people that we love could die, that we could be betrayed, that we can be hurt. This wakes us up, and it will wake you up at one point in your life. But how do we buttress ourselves from all of this chaos, from change, from just time and mortality? And so let's talk about how that all interconnects with reassurance seeking, because reassurance seeking can keep you stuck in a set mindset state. It can keep you in your comfort bubble, prevent you from branching out into what you don't understand, because that's where the answers lie. Anxiety is a certain state, and the state is telling you that you have to explore this state and where you are in your life. And to change and to get out of this state, you actually have to look into yourself and what you don't like, or the situation that is causing you anxiety, or your past, or the people around you. You have to contend with anxiety. Like Carl Jung says, you have to go into the darkness. You actually have to do the hard lifting, and you have to do it. You can't rely on other people. And that brings me to reassurance seeking, right? Because reassurance seeking is an attempt to resolve the uncertainty of their life through other people, right? You're relying on other people's attention, other people's words to move you through the chaotic fog you're inhabiting at the moment. And if I can get a label to the uncertainty I'm experiencing, well, then I can be done with it. And that's what the anxiety sufferer is looking for. I want a label. I want Google to tell me, hey, what is this symptom? Is it cancer? And lo and behold, when you see the word cancer, you believe it, because your mind goes to the worst case scenario, and your mind wants to label it. It wants to label it with a cancer. It wants to label it with heart disease. Your mind is trying to label it. So a lot of people who come to me, they say, oh, I have heart palpitations. My heart is beating out of my chest. I'm so sensitive to my cholesterol, blood pressure rather. And then I say, well, when did this all begin? What's your emotional attachment to this feeling? Your mind is labeling it for a reason, right? We're trying to make sense. Well, my heart's beating out of my chest. It must be this. Well, could there not be any other reason? What's going on in your life? You know, looking at other areas, a lot of anxiety sufferers, most of them are seeing things from a one-sided view. What about the other sides? What about the other parts of yourself that you haven't explored, or the other parts of the world that you haven't explored? There's so much out there. Why would you rely on your mind, what you understand, on this certain topic. Are you a guru? Are you some spiritual teacher? Are you a doctor? Well, who are you? Who are you? So anxiety sufferers will try and seek validation through Google, through forums, from a close friend, a doctor, but it's typically a loved one, someone they trust, and they'll go to them for that reassurance. And you can't hold on to this reassurance. That's the thing. Reassurance is like water in your hand. It'll just fall through. You can't hold on to it because your unconscious mind is telling you a different story. The person's telling you, well, you're okay. You're healthy. It's just anxiety. You'll get over it. This and that. Have a drink. Have a smoke. You'll relax. Just relax. Everything will be okay. But you're in your internal world, doesn't believe it. It, you know, you could for a moment, you know, I've had those moments with my doctor where she said, hey, you're fine. You have anxiety. I checked you out. You're fine. I remember coming home and then phoning her probably, I think it was that very same day. I don't believe you, you know, my symptoms are still here. Are you sure? Are you sure you checked everything? Are you sure? So in your internal world, you're going to have, it's not the people that tell you these things. It's good for a moment, but if you don't have trust in yourself and your abilities to navigate through the fog, well, how are you going to navigate? How are these other people going to solve the problem? If your internal world is that twisted or one-sided, you might be a slave to your internal ideas. Be careful of your ideas. Be careful of what you already know. Because if you're unhappy, if you're suffering, well, you got to turn to someone else. And we'll get into that. We'll get into role models and how they're such a big influence. Because when we look at the unconscious mind, is running programs you already know, what you're accustomed to. But, you know, when somebody tells you, oh, it'll be okay, you're just suffering from anxiety, you believe it, then the question is the reassurance doing you any favors whatsoever? And how much are you going to rely on other people to solve your problems? And are they in any position to be constructive in that area? That's the thing. Russell Brand says a quote, I love this. He says, if you don't choose your own heroes, heroes will be chosen for you. And they will not represent values that empower you. They will represent powers that will enslave you. By placing all of your faith on other people to solve your problems, they are stealing. They're stealing your victory. That's one thing I learned from being a coach, is that I don't want to help you. Sorry, let me rephrase that. I don't want to solve your problems. I want to help you be the solver of problems, so that when I'm not around, which will be the case, you can then solve your problems. You'll have the internal resources and toolkit to do that. The victory here is being your own self-reliant individual that others can rely on. You want to be that solid rock. You want to be that solid foundation. Like, who do you want to be? And you want to be a guide rather than a solver for other people. You don't want to just tell the people to relax, calm down, read this. You want to guide people. And one of the things I learned from doing this podcast and this channel is to bring about my story and how I worked through my anxiety and depression and chaos and how I worked through that in my head and through my life and through my experiences, and share that and relate that to all the things that I learned, books and resources and all of that. So that's why the podcast has been doing really well. A lot of people relate to my experience. I lived through it. A lot of people can't really get that with their therapist. The therapist didn't go through it. They just studied it. And so when it comes to reassurance, attention is analgesic and it reduces pain. It makes you feel heard. But if a loved one or friend is catching you a fish rather than teaching you how to fish, the fish won't feel rightfully earned. Feels like you cut a corner. And it will. It might not be self-evident, but you are cutting corners. You have to love the process, because the process is the backbone to everything. That's what it's the seeking, always being the seeker, like in Harry Potter, always seeking and trying to find the thing that glimmers in front of you. The thing that glimmers in front of Harry Potter, the snitch, being round chaos, attaining the thing that can hold potential, is what Moses came across with the burning bush. The burning bush was on fire and it catches his attention. It's the thing glimmering. And the burning of that bush is like the symbolic representation of like the phoenix, the thing that can burn and then give life to something else. You have to burn off so much of you in order to be born again as somebody different. And so you can't go back to how things used to be in your life. You can't. It's impossible. The fact you are suffering is because change is happening now. And it's time to master the unknown. It's time to master this change. And you won't be the same as a consequence. A part of you has to burn away so that you can make room for the new information, the new incorporated information. The phoenix burning away and reemerging is these deaths where you should no longer hang on to your habits that you're currently doing. Maybe the caffeine, maybe the late nights at the bar, maybe smoking weed, maybe the pornography, maybe like, it's so complicated because the mind needs to shift. And how do you change all of your thinking, right? But I think you can't just think your way. I personally believe, through my experience and what I've read about, that you have to embody and act out this new person that you want to become and take on these habits other people are doing that gravitate to you. Like, you know, what for me, it was Wim Hof that really made an impact on me, and Russell Brand, and then Jordan Peterson, and then God, who knows, Goggins, and the list goes on and on. Jung, Piaget. You then start to make these connections of what really works for people the more you explore other worlds people inhabit, other worlds. I think that's a great way of describing it. To transcend suffering is one path. And what I mean by that is you can't go back to how things used to be. You can't go back. You're too awake now to your vulnerabilities, that you are betrayed, that you could betray other people, that you've been bitten, someone around you passed away. You have to reconstitute your way of moving in the world. And once you solve the suffering, then the quality of life enhances. So you have to learn, how does one overcome suffering? And that means you have to let go of what you used to know. The spirit of who you could be lies dormant if you remain static with what you already know, with what you already know. What you already know is not working because if it did, you wouldn't feel like a slave to this pain. And then it's this who am I phase that really shocks people. It really shocks people, the thought of yourself as one way, but when life tests you in another way, you are no longer in your comfort zone. And this person is going to be so foreign to you that it will shock you. So there's two selves. There's two selves. One self that's in comfort and the other self, one that is in disorder. Have you been in comfort your whole life? Have you been in front of a computer playing video games? Have you been at this one job or one, you know, one rough and toxic relationship that, you know, like if nothing, I think Christ in the Bible, he said to this one person that if you haven't arrived yet, if you feel like you're still struggling, then there's still much more you have to let go of. And so, yeah, how much are you willing to let go in order for things to change? So think of this. This one person who is in comfort, that's the person with their parasympathetic nervous system being active and they're just with what they already know. But also you have to understand that even in comfort, a lot of people are stressed, that are suffering from anxiety. You know, I think, you know, I'm at home, I'm with the television on, I have food in the fridge, but I'm suffering. And so then that means you have to look outside of what you know. And then there's the sympathetic nervous system. That's the system when you're in a state of anxiety where your rest and digest system is compromised and your limbic emotional system takes over. It takes over. And so to embody this other self, the one that is in discomfort, the one that is in chaos, well, you have to embrace that process of being in chaos. You have to go to the gym even when you don't want to go. You have to formulate a morning routine, a space in your day to sacrifice randomness for structure. A lot of people are in disorder. They need that structure in their life. So you're going to feel like an imposter when you start to embody this. When you start to run or go to the gym or meditate or journal, you're going to feel like you are not that person, that you're an imposter. The unconscious mind will try and drag you back into what is familiar. And then you will listen to it, right? You will fail a few times or many times like I did. You will fail and you will think yourself as someone who is not worthy, who just can't do it. But the persistence is what defines you. Are you willing to go the distance? How tired are you of living a certain way? There are many clients who that I've worked with, they just get so fed up with their anxiety and how life is that they make these extraordinary changes. I see it all the time. I see it all the time. But I also see people that actually don't. And they just don't make the right sacrifices. They just can't make these leaps. And then they always come to me struggling. They're struggling. And I tell them the truth, but behind the scenes, they don't put in the work. It's a 24/7 job. You are who you are. You are who you are. And what I mean by that is you are what you get. What you put in is what you get out of it. And that's a true statement. You have to fake it until you make it. You have to fake it. And then that brings me into role models, because you have to look to people in your life that embody this feeling. You know, you get that feeling when you watch somebody who's transcended suffering, who has great wisdom, they can speak articulately and precisely, and they have, they're disciplined and they're hard people. They're like running against the grain of society. I was drawn to these people. So I started to look into them and read about them and read their books and look at their podcasts and listen to them. And that changed my life. You have to hang around these people. And you will absorb their energy. You will absorb their energy. They will change your life. Absolutely crucial. So as a takeaway, reassurance is cementing in this victim mentality. Unless you look outside of what you already know, remember that you might be letting these people around you steal your victory, and well, how are you going to grow? How are you going to actually gain any self-respect and inner trust within yourself? You have to draw lines in the sand. You in this road is a lonely road, meaning you can't expect the people around you to understand what you have to do. You have to do it. You have to be your own motivator. You have to be the one getting up earlier than your loved ones and meditating or going to the gym or taking that cold shower or whatever. People won't understand what you're doing. But you, by having role models, that kind of cements in this vision, right? And being subjecting yourself to these great people, being open. And that's what I'm going to leave you today on this podcast episode. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Let me know what you think of this episode. I'm really grateful that you've decided to tune in today. I've been releasing 2 podcasts a week recently. It's not going to be forever, but recently I haven't been making as many videos as I used to on the channel. So I've decided to make a couple podcasts a week for the time being. So I hope you enjoy. Hope you're following on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. This is there. And go over to the YouTube channel for the video version of the show. And I hope you enjoy. And thank you for being here. Rise above anxiety. I'll see you next time.
Brad's Powerful Anxiety Recovery Program is now available at unpluganxiety.com. The Anxiety Project program is downloadable and puts the power of anxiety recovery in your own hands. Visit unpluganxiety.com.